Welcome back, y'all. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I want to dig into Big Lie 2.0, what Donald Trump will do starting on November 5th, what he's already doing, and the relationship between that and why Republicans lie about polls all the time, every day. But I got to give you some breaking news. This just in, apparently shots fired inside Westtown Mall in Madison. The police are investigating after they said a person shot at another person Friday at Westtown Mall. The shooting was reported just after 11:30 a.m. at the main entrance of the mall just off Gammon Road. According to police, video shows that two people were near a cell phone store when one of them pulled out a gun and shot at the other. Unclear if the person who was shot at was injured. Both people ran out of the mall and got into a vehicle after the shooting. Nobody at the mall was injured when officers arrived, and no one has shown up at local hospitals with gunshot injuries. Fascinating. It's an interesting postscript to my conversation just moments ago with First Congressional District candidate Peter Barca, who explained his long support for law enforcement, his respect, while his opponent voted against bulletproof vests for law enforcement officers. And that's supposed to be the party of law and order. And speaking of the party that claims to own the issue of law and order, let's dig into this Big Lie 2.0. We know that Donald Trump and his co-conspirator enablers have never stopped lying about 2020, right? So that's sort of like the first building block. We know that they have filed well over 150, maybe topping 200 plus meritless conspiracy theory based zero evidence lawsuits across the country now, trying to disenfranchise voters who are more likely to vote for Democratic candidates. We know that Donald Trump and the entirety of the Republican Party keep talking about this idea that folks who are not citizens are voting in our elections. That's a lie. It has always been the federal law that you must be a citizen to vote in a presidential election. That is the law. The idea that someone would be required to show proof of citizenship would only serve to disenfranchise more voters who are likely to vote Democratic. This was the same thing with voter ID. So this is the lie, right? Oh, anybody who votes for a Democrat, well, their vote is immediately suspicious because they're an illegal person here in this country. They are a non-citizen. Again, that's garbage. There are systems that verify proper voter registration and citizenship. People get flagged. This is totally unnecessary. By the way, very small percentage of the population here in the United States has a passport. So I'm going to ask y'all right now, do you know where your birth certificate is? Do you even know how to get one? Who's more likely than not to have a passport? Who's more likely than not to be able to get their hands on a birth certificate? I'll tell you, rich white people, right? Folks that are not disabled, not college students that are busy and forget about that. You get my drift. All of this is garbage. And consider this. They keep telling this lie that, like, he's way ahead in the polls. And on election night, they're going to say, see, he won before the votes have even been counted. In the state of North Carolina, a state legislator just today had the audacity to suggest that they needn't count the votes there. That the North Carolina state legislature should just declare North Carolina's electors for President Trump. Why? Because of Hurricane Helene. We don't need to even count the votes. What does that sound like to you? It's fascist, and it's all based on lies. There has never been a single study, including the 20 years that the Heritage Foundation has tried to find this, of any kind of systemic or large-scale pattern of people who are non-citizens voting. They can't find it. You think if they had evidence of this, it wouldn't be on the freaking Fox News channel every day? The fact that there is this gulf, this lack of anything resembling evidence on this point tells you that it is a lie. If they had it, they would show it. They don't show it because they don't have it. Why? Because it's a lie. It's a manufactured lie to delegitimize Democratic votes. North Carolina, the guy doesn't even, let's not even bother counting. Why would you, why all of these things? Well, if your plan is to ignore the will of the people, seize the reins of power, delegitimize and disenfranchise millions of Democratic voters, you're gonna set all of that up by saying, well, the only legitimate outcome is if I win. And a necessary psychological predicate for your supporters is this idea that, well, of course you're going to win. Look at the polling. So the reason behind Republicans lying all the time about polling is that if you convince all of your supporters that there's no possible way for you to lose this election, because look at the polls, I'm ahead by 16%. There's no way I can lose. If they believe that that is an accurate poll and that Donald Trump is actually beating Kamala Harris by 16%, yeah, if that was actually a fact, it would be cognitively surprising if your candidate loses. It is the necessary prerequisite for the big lie that he's going to be telling again come November 5th. I'm going to talk more about this when we come back, because there's some really weird, wonky stuff here, too, which is good fun. I'm Maggie Dawn. It's the Friday edition of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked, because we're born in the USA.